Today is Wednesday, July 6, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I remember where I left off last episode. Gary, Mark, I was talking about the wavy floor at the Basilica with our wonderful tour guide. She was very knowledgeable. And you know, I'm not going to go through everything, but we went into the Basilica. It was dark. She showed us all. She had us look at the ceiling for like, it seemed like forever. She was like, oh, look at this mosaic. I don't know if it was a fresco or a mosaic. I can't remember what the difference between a fresco and a mosaic and a, there are all these different types of artwork. I don't remember. But the ceiling depicted the Great Flood. And she told us, you know, there's the before and there's him building the boat. Auntie Scott, it's a boat, not a ship. And you know, Noah's Ark. It's actually an ark, but I feel like they said boat, you know, back in the day. And she's like, oh, there's a picture of him putting the animals in 2x2. And then there's the rain coming down and there's the people drowning. Anyway, so we went through all of those and then we went in the actual sanctuary and it was dark. And they did this whole dramatic thing where we all had a moment of silence. There were multiple tours in there, but they had cleared everyone out except for like three tour groups. So it was relatively empty, I guess, compared to how it is during the day. I don't know. And they start bringing the lights up one at a time. And you see all this gold inlay all over everything, and you see the altar and the I'm gonna get all these wrong because I don't know what everything's called, but the pulpit thingy where the priest gives his message from, and the place where they do the communion, and you know, all of that, the place where the musicians sit and the choir and everything. And it was beautiful. And then we walked around. She gave us a lot of information. I will say the only thing, she was a very good tour guide, but I would say the only thing is, if you are not really interested in what she is the tour guide for, you don't necessarily want her as the tour, because she tells you every little detail, especially about the art. She seems to be really knowledgeable about art, this particular tour guide. And so anyway, we did that. And then we went to the original church is actually underneath the, what do you call the place at the top where the priest, all of them are? You know, you go up the steps. Mark doesn't know. The area where the priest and everyone sits. It's not where the congregation sits, but it's where, like, the, you know, the people sit. Altar? The altar, the stage, the whatever you call it. So underneath that, there is the original church. And, there used to be the crypt of the one of the original doges, because it was so interesting. So this doge, like I said, was kind of like the Queen of England. He was a ruler, and Doge's palace was right next to the church. And this church was the church just for nobility and the doge. And the doge had a passageway directly from the palace into the basilica, so that when he came to church, he could just go through this passage. Anyway, he's buried there, or one of them is buried there. There were more than one anyway. There's a crypt. I may have gotten that completely wrong. If I did, it's either one of the doges or it's one of the, I can't remember what they're called. I'm not, don't sign me up as your tour guide. But anyway, so the priests that now preside over the church, but they have a word that she told us, and I can't remember what it was. Do you remember, Mark?
I wasn't listening to you.
The name of the, what they call the person that resides over that particular basilica, the main dude.
Archbishop?
Yeah, but she said they had a different word in Venice.
Patriarch,
thank you. They call them patriarchs. And they're the ones that preside over the basilica now, instead of the doges. Apparently, I think it's an archbishop in a normal Catholic church, but they call them that. So they're all buried. All of them, from time immemorial, they're all buried underneath there. Or they have, like, crypts underneath. And so we saw that area, and it was a good tour. This was my first tour, and I wasn't sure how much to tip, because this whole tipping in Italy, tipping in Europe thing, like, I'm still trying to learn. They're like, don't tip. They don't tip like Americans tip, you know. And in America, I'm a big tipper. Like, I really tip well, like everyone. But I didn't know. And so I was like, well, okay, I don't want to tip too much. And I've read all this stuff online that says, well, you should tip your tour guides, but generally at a restaurant, don't tip. And if you do, it's just a couple of euros. You know, if someone takes your bag to your room, give them a euro per bag or something. So I read all this stuff. Well, it didn't say how much to tip your tour guide, I don't think. I don't recall. And so I gave her 5 euros. Well, this was like a 3-hour tour. And Mark, it's like, that was kind of a small tip for what you normally. I'm like, well, I don't know how much to give. Anyway, so I did that. And so I think that was a little cheap. And she was one of the better tour guides we've had, probably. So anyway, I can't go back now and give her any money because I don't know how to contact her. So it's too late. So then we had dinner at a not a good Italian place because we thought, you know what? Or at least I thought, every place in Italy is going to be great. Just order pasta. It's all going to be good. We'll just go in anywhere. So we were walking around in the back alleys, you know, in Venice and enjoying ourselves. And we're just like, oh, we'll go to this restaurant here. Not good. Not horrible. I mean, I wouldn't say it didn't make me want to vomit or anything, but it was not what we really, it was not any better than the fast food pasta we had gotten the day before or earlier in the day, I guess. And so they had the windows were open, so bugs were coming in, and that was not a good experience. And anyway, we ate, and then we went for gelato, which ended up being just right across the, like, literally 2 feet from the place we ate. But Google Maps took us like 5 minutes away. We put it in Google Maps. We didn't pay attention to the sign of the place. So Google Maps took us like 5 minutes away, and then we had to turn around and come back to go to this place. And it was good, although there was a rude person. They were sitting there, but they were clearly not in line. They were sitting there before Mark and I came up. There was someone else ordering. And so Mark and I get in line, or what we think is the line, and we pick what we want and everything. And when she starts to go to us, the guy basically barges in with his kids and everything. And then I felt bad because they were there before us, but they weren't in line. And so I didn't know what to do. And so I let him go in front of us. Well, that was a mistake because he ordered for his children. His friend that was with him walked up and decided he could order in front of us as well. And he had children also. They ordered crepes, which took forever. The girl, bless her heart, she kept messing up on the crepes and having to start over again. Anyway, I bet we stood there for 15, 20 minutes waiting to get a gelato. It was horrible. But the gelato was really good. Other than we decided we were going to eat back in the room, and it was warm outside, and so they were melting and dripping down our hands by the time we got to the room. And so we were all sticky, and yeah. Anyway, so we went to bed. Nothing to report there. We got up the next morning, and we did a little walking tour. I'm not going to walk you guys through everything. We saw the big bridge. It's Rialto Bridge. We saw some other stuff. I'm not going to go through all of them. I'm not going to bore you guys, but we went on a walking tour. It was nice. We were able to figure out how to get across the water using a gondola. We didn't do a gondola ride while we were there. Like, not one where they're singing and you, like, you whatever. We just like, eh, You know, we've walked over all these bridges. We've gotten all the views. We took a water taxi to and from the airport. We've been on the water. Do we really need to pay another 80 euros or whatever to get a guy to sing for us, you know, while driving us around in a gondola? So we decided not to do that. But we did have to cross the water for part of our walking tour that we did. And so we did get a, we did do a gondola for that. And it was like a euro per person to get across. And then we were able to take a bridge back. So we only had to take it one way. And then then we checked out and we had to go to the train station and we were able to figure out how to get a water taxi to the train station, pulled right up in front of the train station, no problem there. And we went to Florence. The only thing to say about the train was, I mean, it was a fine experience, but there was, apparently when we bought our tickets, we bought the tickets for one specific train configuration. And when we got on the train, everyone was having problems finding their seat because they apparently swapped out the trains for this particular ride. And so the seats were not what they were supposed to be. And so, I mean, luckily Mark and I were able to get two seats facing each other with a table in the middle and all that. And then when she came by, we said, hey, one of us is in the wrong seat because our ticket doesn't match. And she said, oh, yeah, no problem. Just keep sitting there. They brought us by drinks and a snack, and it was about a 2-hour trip. And that was all we did there. And then we pretty much just relaxed. We went to our hotel. We checked in. We were able to do that pretty seamlessly. The hotel was pretty close to the train station, so there wasn't much of a problem there. We went up to the rooftop terrace, had a little snack. They had a lovely pool, but we really didn't like... The pool was pretty crowded at that time. And I'm more of a night swimmer than I am a day swimmer. And the pool closes at 7. So we didn't do that, but we just kind of relaxed. And then we went to dinner at Il Palagio. And Il Palagio was a nice restaurant. It was actually at a different hotel at the Four Seasons, but it was a Michelin star hotel or Michelin star restaurant. And we got the tasting menu. And it was nice. I would say it was a little slow. Our reservation was for 9 o'clock. And I think we were there until after like maybe 11. No. We were there for 3 hours, I believe. We were there for a long time. And the tasting menu was a 6-course tasting menu. I ate lobster, so I had seafood again. The lobster had a lovely taste. It was a little bit tough. There was duck. There was a rabbit and yolote, which I really liked. Mark didn't like it as much as I did, but I really liked that. They had a sliced zucchini with onion water, an onion broth, I guess they called it, and some sort of saffron ice cream. It was really interesting. Actually, it was good. And I can't remember every single course, but there was a risotto, I'm trying to think what else there was. The lobster, the duck. It was good overall, though. And then they brought out a pre-dessert thing, like a palate cleanser, a melon sorbet. And then they brought out a dessert, I can't remember now what it was. They brought out a dessert. It was a raspberry mousse with some stuff. I don't remember. It was good, though. And then after that, they brought out these little petits fours, like a bunch. Like there was a box with all these drawers, and they had macaron and a couple of tarts and some glacé cherries and some... I mean, it was a lot of stuff. It was a lot of stuff. And anyway, it was a really good meal. And we got some wine with it and all that. I mean, I did make a fool out of myself. I bit into a tomato and I squirted tomato juice all over the white tablecloth. And they brought over a white napkin to cover it up, you know. But what are you going to do? So it was a nice meal. It took a long time, though. But I told him, I said, I think it's just a thing in Europe. Like, you when you go to a restaurant, because even in nice restaurants in the U.S., even a coursed meal, like 4, 5, 6 courses, I think you're going to probably be out of there in a couple of hours. But this was a solid 3 hours. I mean, this was a long meal. And so, yeah, we did that. And that was for our anniversary dinner. And then we came back to the hotel and made an evening out of it. All right, I'm going to end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.